This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think this guy's top 10 songwriters of all time.
If he went by Bob Thomas, would he be as beloved?
Can you turn his mic off? So
that's a good question. I think not. Question.
Like if it was like, oh, Matchbox 20 singer and
Bob Thomas.
So like, what if Paul McCartney's name was Pickle Nose Jones? Like
no,
maybe
like,
the Beatles wouldn't have blown
his
up.
His name is Robert
Thomas.
Thomas, thank you. I lost my train of thought. His name's Robert Thomas. He could just as easily have been Bob Thomas as Rob Thomas.
I have a cousin, yeah. Bob Thomas.
But yeah. What makes you think Bob's less popular than Robert? Hey, it's Matchbox 20. Look, it's that cute Bob Thomas.
I don't know.
I don't see it happening.
Bob Thomas just doesn't have the same
I like
brain.
How you have a real take on this. You don't even know the man's last name.
I lost my train of thought because you said pickle nose and I started thinking about...
a man with a pickle nose.
Yeah,
that'll pickle happen.
Hear me out. What if his name... What if he went by Bob...
I'm just saying, no one's going crazy for Bob Thomas.
Robinson. What if his name is Bob Robinson?
Apologies.
I don't see the band working.
If your name is Bob Thomas.
Yeah, no kidding. You just hurt a lot of people.
That's not a rock star name.
There's an 8-year-old listening for their first time, and his name's Little Bob Thomas.
Little Bobby.
Listen. And all he wants to do is grow up to be a songwriter.
Now, Little Bob Thomas, now that's a rock star.
Little Bobby T.
I get what Andrew's saying.
I do, too.
It's the difference between the Dave Glover Show and the David Glover Show.
Yeah.
My cousin Bob Thomas is like the president of the Concrete Society. I'm just saying.
Nice.
It doesn't have the same ring to it. I think he's on to something.
He should try going by Rob.
Bobby
I'll
T.
mention it to him.
Little Bobby T.
Bobby T.
Thanks again to our sponsors for Thanksgiving. My God.
Sorry.
Mr. Turkey.
Last week, I felt so good about the show. Last couple
back
days.
To reality.
Just me and Mr. Turkey.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. I'd let that one go, too. We're having a real discussion about COVID, and Rach is like, well, I'm not going to not see my family, and Dinosaur Thomas over here is like, me and Mr. Turkey.
Well, it's going to be me.
Carcass full of stuffing.
Yum.
I'm not doing this.
Delicious.
Thanks
I was
going to
do something else. Yeah.
Tedious Halloween Slurp Jello
Jeez.
Shots.
Oh, Pete. Is it 1 week from today? Is that possible?
1 week from today. Yeah, and I need you guys to send me your fave Halloween moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did promise you that, didn't I?
Yeah, I did say do it this week,
okay.
Please.
But hey,
okay.
Week's not over.
We've got some good Halloween moments lined up already.
We all know how Dave loves to burn the midnight oil on a Friday night. He's here till 9 o'clock sometime.
All right, you son of a bitch.
Dave, it's 11:30 p.m. What are you still doing?
You're going to get my notes once every 5 minutes all night. Ding, ding, ding. You know, I was thinking about the pit year 5. I'm trying to sleep. Thank you to Slurp. High-quality gelatin shots. They are, too.
We've got some in the fridge. I mean,
they're
I'm
so
just
good.
Throwing it out.
We have enough to get half the audience drunk.
They're so good.
Happy birthday, by the way, to Carl the intern middleman.
Yes. Happy birthday, Carl.
50 years old today.
Aw.
He had about 20 of those shots in him last time I saw him. I wish we could have the conversation we had in Studio G. Could we at least have a little part of it?
Nah.
All right.
I prefer not to.
Just do the Rob Thomas thing.
No, it's complimentary. You were very complimentary.
No, I was just making the point. No.
You might make a bad one.
Okay.
I will take care of you. We were talking about Carl and what a weirdo he is. Carl is the weirdest guy I've ever known in my life. And how he doesn't look 50. He doesn't look human.
He doesn't look anything.
He's a gnome.
What would you say if you met him on the street? How old would you think he was?
30s.
Yeah. I would too.
I would say 36.
I would say 35.
But then Claudio here says something in very Taliban-esque way. He's like, I bet in his 20s he looked a lot like Rob Lowe.
I've seen pictures of Carl. So Carl and I used to share a desk at MS, our old company. And Carl and I shared a desk. And for the first 8 years that I worked here, I would be greeted every day. Carl had a headshot of himself from when he was like 21.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. He had a headshot and it sat like, so I'm looking at my computer and the headshot is like right behind it. So I would see it for 8 hours a day for 8 years.
No offense to Carl.
No, he was
not a bad looking
good.
Guy.
No,
but if I were doing the Carl Middleman story, I wouldn't be like, call Mr. Lowe's agent.
But I think he had, because you were asking, like, did he ever look different than he does now? And I was like, well, when he was younger, he had that kind of like baby face, cute feature thing that was very popular in like the 80s with like Rob Lowe, for example.
He did not look like Rob Lowe. I'm just.
What but other conversations do you guys have?
I think you were hot, oh, Carl. Just saying.
We have all kinds. Like
you, I think
looks like you touched a nerve with the president of the Rob Lowe fan club over here.
It did seem to.
She's like.
Let me ask you this.
I'll tell you what.
Would Rob Lowe be nearly as attractive if he were Bob Lowe?
There's only one.
Great question.
And he might not. That's an excellent question.
Carl.
Probably not.
Carl is fascinating. He's the guy that hits the foghorn when the Blues score a goal.
Yes.
Nobody ever thinks that person's real.
Yeah.
He's the guy that when they score, he was the one doing it for the Stanley Cup championship, hitting the foghorn.
In 20 years of doing what I do, being on television, radio, concerts, Phoebe Glover's been impressed exactly once. When we were at a hockey game about 5 years ago, and I said, what's your favorite song? And she told me, forget what it was, Taylor Swift probably. And I'm like, it's going to play next at the hockey game. So I texted Carl, it plays, and she was legit impressed, just That's blown away.
Funny. That's great.
Yeah. So thank you, Carl, you beautiful Rob Lowe-looking bastard.
Look, we can say some nice things about Carl, but to dare say that he looks like Rob Lowe.
Yeah, evidently.
Let's not cross that line.
You're right. It touched a nerve.
Sue, I've never seen you.
Sue doesn't have a more clearly defined line than that one, apparently.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
she lives by very few rules.
I'm a child of the 80s. I saw a lot of Rob Lowe movies when he was, you know, about the age was Carl was when he put up his.
In the 80s, was Rob Lowe a 10?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Then when you met.
He's pushing a 9. 9 to 10.
When you met Carl Middleman, did you go, oh, never mind.
It's him. Oh.
No.
He's in for
but
studio
But I like Carl, but oh, I did God. Not think, wow, he looks like Rob Lowe.
Did you ever ask him what Demi Moore was like?
No. Because he doesn't look like Rob Lowe.
Okay, just wondered.
But I like him.
What's it like being in the Brad Pack? All right, Tony, want to play Feud?
Yeah, let's do it. I think he kind of looks like Rob Lowe.
He's just trying to get in your head.
You
still.
Do not.
The 2000 trivia game went so well. Let's try another 2000 game. Let's go to Studio Feud 2000. As we continue to celebrate 20 years of the Dave Glover Show, all of these questions were asked in the year 2000. Can I have the bell, please?
Yep.
Do I have the bell? Where's the bell?
There right over there.
Whoa!
So cute. Got it.
Dude, I didn't just throw a nuclear device past you.
Well, I thought if it falls, it's going to break, and then we don't have the bell. What will we do without the bell?
Bow. So keep in mind that these questions were all asked of Dave Glover listeners in the year 2000, put in a time capsule just so we could break these questions out and play as we celebrate 20 years of the DGS. Let's have Andrew and Rachel step up. I just have the normal teams.
Yep. Unless these are the permanent teams.
Yep,
okay.
That's kind of what
permanent teams.
That's how I had pre-written them down.
I'd like to be on a team with Sue again someday.
Let's switch them.
What?
It's already written down.
Okay.
Next week.
I would like that too.
All right, here we go. Andrew and Rachel, step up. Teams are Dave and Rachel and Andrew and Sue.
All right, Andrew, come on.
Here we go, Andrew. Woo! 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 Woo!
I would like some cheering from.
Hey, go get him.
Hey, champ.
You are the Chief. Rob Lowe of this team and the Bob Thomas.
Name something specific that requires your constant attention.
Andrew.
Rachel.
Cooking. I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, that's a good answer.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Number three, you would like me to finish?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Oh, don't say it like that.
Well, I thought you were. I thought he was finished.
Yeah.
I'll allow like me to finish the question.
I thought it was finished, actually.
Name something specific that requires your constant attention if you want the most from it. Rachel said cooking, which is the number three answer. There are two possible ways to take control.
Babysitting.
That's a good answer.
Right?
Is it?
I mean, you should probably pay attention.
You should probably pay as much attention as you can.
You want to play, Dave?
Not really.
Okay, we're going to pass, Tony.
I'm going to pass?
All okay.
Right.
All right.
Andrew and Sue.
Tony, show me reading.
Mm-hmm, go on. Baby, it's time to come home. Sorry.
Really?
I was looking for... I thought that was on there, but it's not.
Show me drawing. Hey, look at that.
Drawing, you say? I'll repeat the question, Sue, because apparently you guys don't know what you're guessing.
Finger painting.
Well, dude, it requires the...
Name something specific that requires your constant attention if you want the most from it.
I don't pay attention to anything.
This is not that hard.
Doing math? Calculating? What?
No, I'm sorry. It's just doing math was a funny.
No, he's looking at me like I'm crazy.
I'm gonna stretch and be. This is the nicest I've ever been.
Thank you.
Thank you.
School is on here.
Okay, so work.
School is on here.
Which work. A work
now,
job.
Don't get mad when I do the same for Dave and Rachel and really stretch to get an answer for them.
Work. Work job. A work.
A work job.
A work.
A work job.
A work.
Career.
Way to go. Get the most
you guys have two strikes. You only need one more. Just turned around. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You need two more. Excuse me.
I think we
two
need
more.
A few more.
Two more. Two more.
To get the most out of it, you have to pay attention.
5 seconds. 3 seconds.
Fixing your car? It was a desperation.
It's on there.
Aha!
I'm so mad right now.
Oh yeah. My goodness.
Now it's
now
mine to
you
lose.
Need one more and you still have and you have two strikes.
Now it's mine to lose.
Yes. 5 seconds.
Okay. Driving a car. Oh man.
That's the same answer. That's
no, fixing a car is not the same as driving a car.
Think marriage.
I was gonna say driving before she said fix.
Your time to steal.
Say marriage or parenting.
Well, wouldn't he have stretched babysitting into parenting?
He would not have.
Okay.
But
all right, let's try marriage.
Okay, marriage or relationships.
Come on!
Good job.
I think we're on even playing field now since he said he would not have and
told them that. A babysitting is a relationship.
Well, babysitting and parenting are not. That's not. Okay, that's too far for even me in this game. Dave and Rachel have 1 point. Dave and Sue,
come on,
step
Dave.
Up.
Thanks, Rachel.
Come on, Sue.
Now I'm going to get her.
Sue.
Thanks,
Sue,
Andrew.
Sue.
Name something you might find at the bottom of a woman's purse.
Sue. A pen.
Pen is on there, but down at number 4, so there are 3.
Lipstick.
Yes, sir. Makeup is number 2 answer. Dave and Rachel have control.
Sexist answer.
It's up to you.
We can play.
Okay.
Let's try it out. Tony, what about a tissue?
Good one.
It is a good one. Tissue is exactly the way it's written, too. Just simply tissue.
How about gum or candy?
Good answer.
That is a good answer, but it is not on the list.
My mom always had juicy fruit.
Aww. Every lady's purse is filled with candy.
What about a...
I wish.
Hair tie or scrunchie?
Oh, that's a good answer.
It may be now, but it wasn't in the year 2000.
I see.
Can't fit a scrunchie in there with all that candy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I got to think of a steal. Mm-hmm.
Two strikes. Dave, oh, right. Name something. Yes, name something you might find at the bottom of a woman's purse.
Sunglasses. Or glasses.
Good answer.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Sorry. Not on the
you
list.
You ready?
All right, you have mm-hmm. you have the advantage here.
What do you think? Change?
Change is good.
Like coins?
Change is necessary.
I'd say, I think
how
change.
About change. Let's do change.
How about change, Tony?
Change, Tony.
Oh, number one answer.
Yes.
Change. A number one answer along with.
Face to strange.
The other answers were keys, nail file.
For anyone who's listening right now for the first time, this is not what we're like. So if you're enjoying this, don't come back. And if it bothers you, try Monday.
Oh, wow.
I happen to like this game.
I do, too.
I happen to like this game.
Okay. Andrew and I are back up.
You here we go.
Andrew, all right, Andrew.
Go Rage. Correct.
Dave, thanks for the support.
Win this point.
Rachel and Andrew.
We rule
Name
this school.
Something you have checked before you buy a house.
Andrew. The roof.
Number two, it's beatable.
What about the neighborhood?
Good one. Mm,
good one, but not, it's down at number five.
Oh.
So.
All right, Sue, this is literally.
Sue and Andrew.
This is your pass. This is your profession, so we are going to play.
Okay.
He's bossing it.
How about the, wow, the heating and air conditioning?
Furnace/heating is on the list.
How about the foundation?
Oh, good answer.
Sure there's no cracks or sinks or you got to call foundation recovery? Okay.
Strike one.
The electrical, Tony?
Ooh.
You would, that sure does sound like something you'd check, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, boy. See, this is the part where I start to get nervous.
Two strikes still need two more.
Oh, this is the part.
Two strikes still need two more. Name something you have checked before you buy a house.
You check for...
5 seconds.
You check to see if, like insulation, everything's sealed.
Oh, that's good. We do check that. Okay, maybe not.
We do check that, Tony.
Dave and Rachel. For the steal, name something you have checked before you buy a house.
That was a good answer.
What you got?
Maybe like the tax rate.
That's good. I have the title, plumbing, basement, septic, or the yard.
Septic and plumbing. Are kind of
the same. I like, you know what, Andrew? It's not your turn anymore.
You know what, Andrew? It's never your turn.
I like basement. But why don't you pick, Dave?
Get some good answers on
that. It's literally just Studio Feud on the show.
Name something you check before you buy a house.
If we lose.
You did.
Plumbing. You check the plumbing.
That's what I would have said.
There we go.
That's what I would have said.
One answer.
Thank goodness.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, guys. 5:30. I don't even know what he said. It sounded like several words. Oh, man, I hate that commercial. Tom Selleck.
Oh.
I don't hate it.
I don't believe anything. You are such a hormone.
No kidding.
Mike.
We've had this conversation
before. Thomas.
She likes it.
I just like him. I don't think that's all it is. I like Tom Selleck.
Talk about something that doesn't involve sex with you.
Do you get his magazine?
He has a magazine?
Oh, here we go.
I believe he has a magazine.
Way to do that to her.
I did not know this.
Yeah, here, let me look it up.
Yeah, like you don't have it tabbed already on your... Oh, here it is.
Let me get to my homepage real quick.
I'm going to hear some weird fun facts while he's doing that.
Something about a sentence that... Because in that commercial, that something about when somebody says, reverse mortgage is not a scam.
Yeah. When that's... I agree. I've always found him to be... I found him to be very reliable until this ad.
Yeah. It's not a scam. Here's my gosh.
Yeah. Can I see that again?
Wow.
Tom Selleck magazine.
I'm going in.
It's spelled different. I don't think that's him.
Tom Selleck.
Evidently, people in their 20s and 30s are refusing to acknowledge 2020. So, like, Rachel will be 30 next year. She would just say, I'm 29.
I saw this.
And it's a real thing.
I saw this.
Like, that's what they're going to do for the rest of their life. 2020 didn't happen.
It was so bad that we're not adding it.
Yes.
We're not counting our birthday.
That seems a bit silly.
It's also a little disrespectful to people who have lived through like a true, not saying that this isn't a traumatic time for people, but like our ancestors didn't have electricity.
Right.
The Great Depression.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like this is
World War II, Vietnam.
Guys, we're going through some rough stuff right now, but we have Netflix, we have air conditioning, we have all of these creature comforts to help get us through. Stop acting like we're the most persecuted people who have ever lived.
Can you imagine if somebody on the Oregon Trail, for example, would have said, you know what? This has been such a tough trip.
1840 didn't happen.
I'm not counting it. I'm not counting this
They
year.
Woke up every day and said, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm still alive.
Right.
Things would have been so much different for the Donner Party if they'd just been like, you know what?
They would have fallen
asleep. My dad, this doesn't count.
We're not even here right now.
The day they made that proclamation.
My birthday's next week. We're not celebrating.
The day they made that proclamation, they would have woke up the next morning and the horse and buggy would have been gone.
Yep.
We're not.
Also, for the first time in 160 years, Macy's New York will not have a Santa Claus.
Oh, that's sad.
I agree. That is sad.
I wonder if Santa will be allowed to visit any stores this year.
I don't know. Seems like a bad idea.
It does. It does.
I'm sorry to say.
I saw.
Maybe Santa will come to some children's houses specially.
So there's like a big fad of buying coronavirus-related Christmas ornaments for your tree.
Mm. Oh, man, that's a bummer.
One of them is Santa with a mask on. Mm. One of them is just a roll of toilet paper. I think that's what I want to hang on my tree.
Yeah.
Mistletoe.
Yeah. They're saying that will be the
glass
star.
Glass representation of a roll of toilet paper.
They're saying that'll replace the star this year.
Because I want to celebrate 2020 and coronavirus.
Drop a toilet paper roll up the top there.
Yeah, in 2040, you want to be thinking of this. I want to putting your toilet paper on the tree.
If you're suffering from existential crises, Tylenol can help. If you're really, really sad and overcome by life, you can take Tylenol and it will not only take the edge off your physical pain, but your mental pain.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
Cool. It is interesting.
Also, this study says that a chimp's poop-throwing ability is the strongest sign of its intelligence. The more accurately the chimp throws his poop, the stronger his brain.
He's a sniper.
You buy it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Totally.
Sure.
Well, okay.
I'll buy anything. I'll buy anything you tell me about a chimp.
Anything?
Just about.
There's one in my pants. He wants to, never mind. Tony, want to take off again?
Yeah.
What's the score?
It's there was so much excitement in round one, so dive into round two. It is, we're playing Studio Feud 2000.
By the way. At the very end of the episode, at the very end of the segment, you may not have even caught it on the air, when we won with my answer, I believe Bob Thomas said, oh, thank God.
Like, yes, thank goodness you won.
I heard it.
Right?
Yes.
And I'm like, good, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, well, it'll be next. This segment will be more pleasant if you won that one.
Where is the lie? I'm looking for the lie, and I can't find it.
Yep. Wow, I thought I had a partner.
Yeah, no kidding. Dave and Rachel have 2 points. Sue and Andrew have 1 point, and I believe it is Dave and Sue stepping up to the buzzers here. Dave and Sue, name something that accidentally gets stuck on the roof.
Sue.
Sue?
Of your house, I assume? How about... leaves.
Can I get a point just for her saying of a house?
The roof of your head, your hair?
Well, leaves? It could be the roof of your mouth.
Leaves is on there, but it's number...
I can think of a few.
Leaves is on there, but it's number 5. So,
wow.
Dave, you can...
Frisbee.
You can still
answer.
That's it.
The number 1 answer.
Good answer.
Dave and Rachel, we want to play or pass?
I only have like one.
Yeah, let's pass it.
Okay, we're going to pass.
All right. Andrew, name something that accidentally gets stuck on the roof.
Cat.
Oh, that's a good answer. Nice.
Number 3 answer.
How about a baseball, Tony?
A ball?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. You guys only need one more. One more and no strikes.
Should not have
Andrew?
Passed.
Nope. Snow?
Accidentally.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Snow that's why my leaf is bad.
Maybe the snow wasn't drying.
Let's see.
Sue, name something that accidentally gets stuck on the roof.
Let's see. We've had a ball. We've had a...
Ball, frisbee, leaves, cat.
And it's leaves slash branches. Just
it flag. Is? Oh, okay. Sometimes my flag gets
Five
caught
seconds.
Up there.
I'm
flag.
Not
flag.
Flag.
It just blows up and gets stuck, and then you have to go out and bring it down.
Right.
What you got, Andrew?
Two strikes. Right. Two
Once again.
One left. Excuse me.
I'm going to say a bird. They can fly, but, you know.
And listen, this is a tougher category than it appears to be.
You were on fire early. But...
And then I ran out of stuff.
So my two guesses might be bad.
Yes.
One is actually Santa.
There's two answers left. You only need to get one of them.
And the other is balloons, which is stupid. Don't use that one.
Okay. The only thing I was thinking was a person.
Yeah.
Like someone gets up there to do something and the ladder falls.
Oh, yeah. God, it's going to be a person.
Is it a person or
is it the person,
Mr. Claus?
I think that's pretty specific.
Okay, let's do person.
A person.
Sorry.
What is it, Tony? I'm dying.
Newspaper.
Oh.
Okay.
And kite.
Oh, this is the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Newspaper. Ugh, should have thought of that.
It's 2-2, everybody.
We got time for one more.
Oh,
all right,
baby.
Andrew.
All right, here we go.
Come on.
The tiebreaker.
All right.
Woo!
Who is it? It's Rachel and Andrew, right?
Oh, goodness.
Here we go. Rachel and Andrew, name an animal that people fear because it's a man-eater.
Andrew. Shark.
Shark is number 3. Number 3. Rachel, you can
I'm going to answer just
control.
Like Andrew and go like this. Bear.
Number 4.
Oh, no! The most likely
Tony, show me lion.
Number 2?
Okay. Oh, number 2.
Wolf?
Okay.
Perhaps?
Perhaps?
Okay.
Alligator.
crocodile slash alligator.
Yeah.
Cougar, bobcat, cougar, cat, large cat, big cat.
Hey, take it easy.
Two strikes, only one left.
Will you read the question for
me? I will. Two strikes, only
this
one left.
This makes me crazy.
Name an animal that people fear because it's a
man-eater. She's already guessed right twice.
5 seconds.
Suddenly it's going to be like something you make of cocoa.
I would love to see the two of you in a spelling bee.
2 seconds.
See Dave get mad at like
bear. Oh, a tiger.
A
tiger
again.
Yeah.
Tiger, they win.
Oh, well.
The number one answer.
That's the number one.
Tiger, wow. Lion, shark, bear, and crocodile slash alligator.
Oh my.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, guys. 3 minutes shy of 6 p.m. Happy Friday. I was just reading an article about how much Kurt Cobain hated Smells Like Teen Spirit. By the end, they had to fight him every gig to play it, and he hated it. And a couple of times, he just threw his guitar and walked off, and people were like, yeah, Kurt Cobain. Mm-hmm. It was because he hated playing the song so much.
Cool.
Little fun fact for you.
Yeah. I just don't get it. You know what?
Nirvana?
That whole thing about artists hating their hits. And look, I get it. You're better and smarter than me. And I don't know what it's like. Yes.
Okay.
And every artist that has
it's very confused by what you're saying right
everybody,
now.
And everybody that has had any bit of success in any aspect of life.
Right. Shut up and enjoy your success.
But yeah, like I completely understand that you've played this song thousands and thousands of times. It doesn't have the meaning that it had when you wrote it, and it doesn't have that same feel and heart and soul behind it like whenever you wrote it or created it. But it still means a lot to the fans. It still means a lot to the people that have bought your music and love you for creating all of it. And I just don't understand the whole, like, we're not going to play our, I'm going to go on stage, but I'm not going to play my hits because I'm so sick of it.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's people listening like, you don't get it. You don't. And you're right. I don't get it.
I remember having my heart broken. We've never been a big Doobie Brothers fan, but I like the Doobie Brothers, and they were opening for someone. And this is back, I think, before I was in radio, and got tickets and got to go backstage. I'd never been backstage, and it was just so cool. And the little mustachioed lead singer didn't know that I could hear him. And he leaned over to one of the other guys and he goes, oh, God, how many more of these meet and greets do we have? This is the worst. And I was like hyperventilating. I'm just like, what? A celebrity didn't want to meet me before their gig? But yeah, I really did. I was just so Pollyannish about it. I figured they really got, you know, jazzed up to meet fans.
Even if you don't want to meet fans, just don't do meet and greets. It's okay.
Just don't take that money, that extra money you're getting.
But don't you go out on the, you play a gig because you want to make money.
Yeah.
You go on tour because you want to
make money.
And
no one's making you.
You want it, yeah. You want people to buy tickets to come see you play. But then you don't want to play the stuff
their
that got you
song.
To the, yeah, they
yeah.
got you to the dance.
Yeah.
Like I want you to come out and look, I get it. I get you got new music. I get that you're excited about it. I get that you got a new album to sell. Play that stuff.
I've always thought it was interesting.
Play the hits too.
So Louis C.K. was famous for throwing away his entire stand-up act once a year. He never did the same joke. And he, I think it was when Seinfeld was on, when he was on Comedians in Cars. And Seinfeld said, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, I use jokes I wrote 40 years ago because they still work and they're great jokes. And you work so hard, why not do the same act for two or three years or at least, you know? And I thought that was such an interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Because instantly you think Louis C.K. is cooler and more of a genius because I don't repeat anything. I throw everything out every year. But then you're like...
But what if it's not as good?
Yeah. Yeah. Seinfeld makes a pretty good point.
But yeah, but what if it's not as good? I've heard like Greg Warren, he's been on this show a bunch and St. Louis guy, talk about his, like how his process goes and how he just kind of evolves as he goes along throughout the year and... months, he'll, if he gets new stuff, he'll cut out, he'll drop what he thinks is the weaker stuff in the existing act and put new stuff in. So if you see him a few months apart, you might hear some jokes that you heard a few months ago and you might hear some new jokes.
Yeah.
But he doesn't just scrap the whole thing and start from scratch because what if the from scratch isn't very funny?
Man, I hope we can do a DGS live next year.
I'm sure we'll be able to. Trump says we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year.
Oh, maybe we can do a Christmas DGS live then.
No, I just mean like, hopefully everything will be back to
maybe
normal.
Maybe 2021 like, will
yeah,
be.
Yeah, will be better than this year, hopefully.
A year of recovery. Speaking of crappy 2020s, Tony, a story made you the angriest and saddest all year.
Get ready to hate. Here, I'll get two out real quick. Speaking of the vaccine... I just saw a clip a couple minutes ago at that last break. I just saw a clip from a Joe Biden event earlier today where he was talking about the vaccine. He said, you know, a vaccine could be one of these vaccines could be ready for public distribution in the very near future. And I promise you that we will make sure if, when President Ali will make sure that the vaccine is safe and free for everyone. And let me repeat that. Free for everyone, not just the privileged and the elite. I have never once heard Donald Trump say that the vaccine's not going to be free for everyone. In fact, he said it over and over again. It's just like he's just making up this thing. And it's so fake passionate. And look, this is just something that I saw Biden do today. Politicians on both sides do it. It makes me sick on both sides. This, I'm just using an example from what I saw a moment ago because it's fresh in my brain of this. Let me repeat. It will be free.
It always makes me laugh.
Not just for the elite.
When someone on the left says...
When did anybody say it wasn't?
Well, when we're in power, we'll make sure the vaccine is safe. As opposed to the Trump administration that's going to put peanut butter in it.
Because it's because that's a good thing for Trump and Republicans to kill a bunch of Americans.
Right.
Like, what's in it for them if that happens? So anyway, here's the story that you're going to... I'm sorry to do this to everybody on a Friday afternoon, but this news just broke today. This past Sunday afternoon, 64-year-old Jackie Olden was jogging near the Anheuser-Busch Brewery when she felt something go very wrong inside her body and collapsed. There's surveillance footage that shows her jogging and fall onto her back, try to sit up, and try to use her cell phone. She stands up, falls right back down, hits her head on the sidewalk. She was having a heart attack. As she's laying on the sidewalk, dying... On the footage, a red Dodge Caravan stops on the street next to her. A man gets out, walks over to her, takes her cell phone, gets back in his van and drives away.
Wow, it's not where I thought that was going.
She dies at a hospital an hour later. Wow.
Right. Terrible.
Here, right here in St. Louis on Sunday.
Amazing.
I mean, if that doesn't sum up where we're at in 2020, it's just the lows that we've hit. That is unbelievable to me. I know that people are capable of terrible things. I know there's murderers and there's child molesters and rapists and the worst kind of people out there. But to have there's footage just to the know that that just a person stopped, saw somebody dying on the sidewalk, and their immediate reaction was because you're just driving down. He doesn't know that anybody's going to be having an issue anywhere. But to have that quick of a thought, like, oh wow, there's somebody on the sidewalk. Look at there that looks like they might be dead. Oh, there's a cell phone next to him. I'm gonna stop, get out, and get the cell phone, and get back in the van. Is that incredible?
It is.
Whoa. Sorry.
I told you the maddest. I told you it's gonna be the.
It's not nearly that bad, but a memory I will never forget is the first time I was in New York, and I was down on Broadway, and it was just, I'm in New York, Broadway, everyone's going to the theater tonight, everyone's dressed up, and this woman in a fur coat, very beautiful woman in a fur coat, tons of jewelry, got out of a limo, and this really happened, stepped over a homeless person who was laying like against the curb, stepped over him to walk into the theater. And I was just like, damn.
We need 2020 to be over with, and we need to work on...
need Pat Robertson's asteroid.
Society, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.